Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ben Johnson has that we do what we want, not what you allow type of mentality when it comes to offense. You know, like I said before, from a player standpoint, you love that. You know, when you have a coach that has that amount of trust in the players, what he's calling, and just you feel that he has always had such a good grasp on the game. You know, like I said before, for me, it was such a unique thing that I had been around, because it was, you know, from play to play. Again, we weren't just hunting, you know, a yard here or a blade of grass. It never seemed like that. You know, what we were hunting and the looks that we were hunting, even in the run game, you know, we had 70-yard touchdown runs, you know, which a lot of times, you know, it's very much unheard of.
That's Pro Bowl wide receiver, including his stint with the Bears from 2018 to 2021, now host of the Press Release podcast, Allen Robinson, who joins me right now on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. A-Rob, how you doing this evening, my man?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Now, obviously, we got you here to talk football, but Alan, baseball has caught this city by storm with the Cubs advancing in the playoffs, something that we haven't seen in quite some time. And I was perusing, I always check out my guest Twitter timeline just to see if I could get a nugget or a tidbit for the interview. You got a close eye. You're a big baseball guy, Alan Robinson.
I am. You know, I grew up playing baseball all the way up to my sophomore year of high school. So, obviously, me kind of having three teams that I've been close to that are in the playoffs right now. I grew up a Detroit Tigers fan from being in Detroit, but also a little league team that I played on was called the Yankees. So I also grew up a Yankees fan, and by playing in Chicago, you know, such a sports city, I enjoy watching the Cubs too. So, you know, October has been fun for me this far with baseball.
Were you at Yankee Stadium last? One of the things I saw on your timeline was some video of the Yankees closing that one out last night.
Yeah, I did go. Well, nice. Actually, it was the game before. I went to game
okay.
two.
Okay.
So for me, you know, I grew up watching a Yankees Red Sox rivalry. You know, that was something I, you know, saw a lot. So for me, not being in season right now, being able to get to the stadium to see Yankees versus the Red Sox, it was a no-brainer for me. It was a phenomenal game.
Did you ever get a chance to experience Wrigley Field when it's really rocking and they got a chance at doing something special over there?
I have not. You know, I may have to make the trip in. I'll have to look at the schedule to see, you know, so hopefully they continue to play well and advance if I can't make it this round. But, you know, I'll definitely have to put that on my list.
Talking with Allen Robinson, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, now the host of the Press Release podcast here on the Score Evening Show with yours truly, Rami Makhlouf. All right, let's get into the football of it, Allen Robinson. We heard you there coming out of the break talking about Ben Johnson, who's got Bears fans fired up really just as much as the Cubs. It just so happens that this is a bye week while the Cubs are doing what they're doing. You're obviously a fan of the man and the way that he operates and calls an offense. Allen, for so long, we've been looking for like a good play caller on the offensive side of the ball here in Chicago. And a lot of the time, for those of us who've never stepped in a huddle or been on a field at the level that you have, we don't even know what it is that we want. Like, what makes a good offensive play caller in your eyes?
What makes a good offensive play caller is not just the overall design of the plays, but the thing that makes Ben Johnson so special is the timeliness of his calls. It's one thing to be able to draw plays up and to be able to run them and to be able to execute them. But Ben Johnson has a great ability to be able to call the plays when they need it to be called at the right time. And that was something that I saw firsthand last year in Detroit.
Yeah, you had some experience with Ben Johnson out there in Detroit. And something that I think has surprised some folks, we saw it as soon as he was hired and throughout OTAs and training camp. But other folks are getting exposed to it with his halftime interviews here in the first 4 weeks of the season, Alan. There is an intense side to Ben Johnson out there on the football field.
Definitely. You know, I kind of spoke earlier in the year jokingly calling him Dr. Jekylls, but that's kind of the demeanor that Ben has on game day, you know. But again, as a player, you love to see it. You know, it doesn't get much more competitive than Coach Johnson. And again, for people now to be able to see it, but you know, it's and you know, the interview at halftime was funny, but I think people get to see a little bit into the intensity of what a guy like him has on game day, coming out of the locker room, the energy that's being poured and fueled into his team, whether that's being up, being down, and even in some of the post game interviews, some of the post-game videos that you see in the locker room, you can see a team now that's really starting to gravitate and really follow their coach and the energy that he has.
Yeah, he sort of sets the tone. A team takes on the personality of their head coach, don't they?
Definitely. And obviously, we get to see the personality of Ben Johnson. So having 53 other players operating like that on game day isn't a bad thing at all.
And obviously, in talking with Alan Robinson, former Bears wide receiver, host of the Press Release podcast here on the Score Evening Show, the thing Bears fans want more than anything, and the reason we wanted a great offensive play caller, was to finally get a great quarterback here in Chicago. What, if any, signs are you seeing from Caleb Williams here in year two, year one, playing under Ben Johnson, that he's taken a step, if not a leap, towards the type of quarterback that Chicago is just starved for right now, man?
You know, obviously we saw the talent even last year. But now I think you're starting to see him become even more comfortable in the pocket. Obviously, he can't create and extend plays, but you want him to bring that out when he needs to bring it out. He doesn't always have to play hero ball, and I think you're starting to see that. I think you're starting to see him get comfortable with the reads, him be able to deliver the football, stay inside the pocket until they force him out of the pocket, and then as he starts to escape, Superman can come out. You know, but I think he has to find that balance between being Clark Kent and Superman, and I think Ben Johnson is doing a great job of helping him to be able to utilize and understand when he needs to go from which.
And his number one target this year has turned into the guy who he was drafted right along with, both of them in the top 10, obviously Caleb at number one. And his guy, Rome Odunze, looks like he's taking a leap from year one to year two. What are you seeing from Rome that you really like here in his second year in the NFL?
Yeah, he's really taking off. I think, first and foremost, he has a great coach in Coach Rendell, a guy that's going to have him prepared each and every week to step foot out there on Sundays. And also, you've heard Ben Johnson speaking. You've heard the coaches speak to just the kind of worker he is throughout the course of the week, staying detailed, you know, being focused, playing without the football in his hand. And I think that when you factor that in with just the sheer talent that he has as a bigger receiver, being able to occupy all three levels of the field, being able to run go balls, being able to run intermediate stuff like daggers, and also being able to be effective on third down on slants and stops. When you have a player like that and also a coordinator like Ben Johnson, he's going to always do everything in his power to be able to bring out the best in Rome.
You know, we always, when you have a head coach who had the success that Ben Johnson had as a play caller in Detroit, and he comes to a new destination, people in that city, fans of that fan base, they start wanting to make comparisons. Like, oh, this guy is that guy in Ben Johnson's offense. Does Rome Odunze remind you of whether it's a St. Brown or Jameson or any of the other guys? Does he remind you of anybody in Detroit's system that were so successful under Ben Johnson? Or is he kind of a different beast of his own kind?
To be honest, he's a different beast of his own kind. You know, I think that when you think of Amon-Ra St. Brown, he plays a little bit more on the inside. Obviously, he can run the full route tree, and J-Mo is a bit more of a speedster, but I think Rome Odunze is a true bona fide X receiver, which I think we haven't saw in this league. Well, it's a little bit more rare in this league right now. A bigger guy who can be on the backside, who can kind of dictate coverage, especially in third down and red zone situations. And I think by him being and having that unique skill set, you saw Ben Johnson be able to utilize that in many different ways. And I think that that's only going to pick up going forward.
Is Roma Dunze already wide receiver one on this roster, or do you think he still has some climbing up the ladder to do?
You know, the humble me will say that I think he still has some climbing up the ladder, but I'll say I think that that's closely approaching. You know, obviously they have DJ Moore there, who's played a lot of football, not only in the NFL but also Chicago, and have had some success. But you know, I think Roma Dunze is really climbing, you know, for that number one spot, you know. And I think the better he gets, I think having a guy like that on the backside in different situations, I think helps dictate coverage, and I think that'll allow everybody else to also be that much more effective as well.
I think as you see the season go along, Alan, it's been Roma Dunze here through the first 4 weeks, but I think you'll start to see Ben Johnson unlock more and more guys and more of this offense and his system. How do you see DJ Moore fitting in with this thing, and how do you see this offense growing as guys like DJ Moore sort of find their role and their fit in Ben Johnson's offense?
You know, I think Ben Johnson's offense is going to continue to evolve. Again, it's just now passing the first quarter of the season, so I think the identity of the offense is still taking shape. But one thing that I do know about Ben Johnson is he's going to find ways to get everybody involved, and the guys that can be factors, they'll be factors. Obviously, him coming from Detroit, you saw Jahmyr Gibbs be a factor. You saw David Montgomery, Sam Laporta, Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, guys who had talent and could make plays. You saw Ben Johnson being able to find ways in games to utilize all of those guys to keep the defense off balance.
A couple of rookies here that Bears fans have high hopes for that high draft picks were used on. Colston Loveland, the tight end, he's banged up a little bit right now. He missed that last game. And then Luther Burden III, who's really flashed some stuff in the preseason, man, and then got that big play on the flea flicker a couple weeks ago, which kind of sort of that sort of set the offense on fire in that game. How do you see those two guys? When do you think Bears fans can expect both of those guys to kind of reach their full potential and find their place in Ben Johnson's offense?
You know, I think it's going to take some time. You know, I hate to continue to compare, but, you know, very similar to, again, Jahmyr Gibbs now and last year just started to kind of take you know, ownership of certain things. And ownership is a bad word to use, but started to be utilized more. The same with Jameson Williams. Obviously, he had 1,000 yards last year. But I think in those guys' first couple years, how much they were utilized started to gradually pick up as the season progressed. You know, Ben Johnson doesn't have an easy offense to learn, or he doesn't have a offense that has a small menu. So sometimes for younger players, it'll take some time. But I think that Ben Johnson, obviously you saw that he can dial up some stuff for young players, and I think he's going to continue to be able to increase the packages that they have going into each and every game and continue to utilize their skill set. So, you know, I think that as the season progresses, you'll kind of see them grow, but I think it'll be a gradual growth rather than them just, you know, and also at the same time, they have a lot of good players already with Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Olamide Zaccheaus, you know, so those rooms are already pretty deep. So I think it will be a gradual growth of the younger players.
Talking with Alan Robinson, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, former Bears wide receiver, now the host of the Press Release podcast here on the Score Evening Show. One thing that has not gotten going yet for this Bears offense, for Ben Johnson's offense, is that run game. They're in the bottom third of the league in terms of running the football. We saw how much he liked running the ball up there in Detroit. If and when they get that going, what's that going to do for a Ben Johnson offense?
That will take the offense to a totally another level. And to be quite honest, the fact that they're having so much success and not being able to run the ball as successfully as Ben is accustomed to, I think that Bears fans should be extremely happy about that, because as soon as that's fine-tuned, I don't even want to say fixed, because really it's small adjustments that need to take place, you know, whether that's communication up front, whether that's pass by the running back, you know. So there are different intricacies between the pass game and run game that can be tweaked here or fine-tuned here to really make things go. So as soon as that's taken care of and those things are fixed, I think you'll see the Bears offense really take off.
Alan, we got a bye week here in week five, which is as early as you can get a bye week in the NFL. When you were playing, did you prefer that early bye week, or did you prefer it a little later in the season when you were maybe a little bit more banged up, a little bit more run down from the stress of being an NFL football player? Were you good with like a week five, week six bye?
You know, to be honest, the more football that I played in the NFL, I really didn't mind whenever it comes. You know, it always had its pros and cons. I remember my first year in Chicago in 2018, we had an early bye. But I think by us even having the early bye, as we start to pick up steam later in the season, we just kind of continue to roll. We didn't have that week off or that time off to have to reset and adjust and so on and so forth. So I think there's pros and cons to both. You know, I think Ben Johnson, as the head coach, will make a very beneficial message to his team how they can benefit from an early bye. So, again, I think it all comes down to the coach, how he prepares the team. But no matter what, the bye week will fall somewhere. So you're either going to have to play a lot of games early or a lot of games late, and then sometimes you have it right in the middle. So, I mean, they all have their pros and cons.
One more question for you, Allen Robinson, and this is a question about Allen Robinson. How do you like being on the other side of the mic now, man, with the press release podcast? Do you have a different appreciation for what us guys in the media do? Or are you like, man, this is easy? I don't know what these guys are talking about.
I definitely have an appreciation for, you know, it's something for myself that I always tried to, respect the media when I played and when I was in the locker room, as far as the job that they had to get done each and every day, especially the local media, because they always have the toughest job, you know, reporting on the team daily, you know, trying to keep the fans up to date and tapped into different stories that are happening within the team and within the locker room. You know, so I've always tried to treat it with respect. So for myself, I've just tried to take as much knowledge as I've had from playing, from also hearing and being asked questions, and try to continue to, you know, do that job on this side, you know, with much respect to the players and also to the media people that came before me.
Alan, I lied when I said that was the last question. Sorry about that. You played in a few different spots in your playing days. I was talking the whole first hour. We were talking about the Cubs, and I was giving big props to Cubs fans for the way that they showed up and showed out for that game three against the Padres yesterday. And from an outsider looking in, I think that makes a difference. I don't know how that can't affect you one way or the other when you have a place that's rocking and loud like that, and you got 40,000 strong behind you. Where does Chicago rank as far as fan bases that you played for? None of the other cities can hear you right now, Alan. Don't worry about that. So where does Chicago rank as far as fan bases that you played for? And how much of an effect does it have when you have a stadium rocking the way that we saw Wrigley Field rocking last night?
Yeah, you know, Chicago, it's close, but Chicago is up there for me. You know, for me, I've played in some very special places, obviously being in Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Chicago, as far as, you know, the few that are definitely at the top of my list, especially being back home in Detroit with kind of the season that we had and the energy that we had, it was special. But, you know, the same way in 2018, playing that wild card game in Soldier Field, you know, it was very special as well. You know, I'll never forget, you know, coming out of the tunnel and seeing all the white tiles and, you know, how loud it was. And, you know, I think it impacts the players a lot. You know, again, whenever you can have any kind of an edge, you know, I think that bodes well for the team. You know, even like last year in Detroit, I remember playing on the road in Minnesota, and I knew that once we came home to play Minnesota at home, I knew that we would have a significant advantage with not only being able to communicate on offense, but, you know, with the crowd being loud and stuff, the advance that our defense would have. So for us players, you know, we always want to hear the stadiums loud and rocking. And again, it just brings that energy. You know, I mean, when you're in a primetime game, especially, you come out the tunnel, you hear the roar from the fans, you know, it makes your skin crawl a little bit.
That is Allen Robinson, former Pro Bowl receiver, former Bears wide receiver, now the host of the Press Release podcast. Check it out on YouTube or wherever you get your pods, and follow him on Twitter at Allen Robinson, and my guest for the last few minutes here on the Score Evening Show. Hey, Rob, great stuff, man. Really appreciate the time and the insight.
Appreciate you having me.
And he joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Let's get back to some Cubs talk, some playoff talk. Alex Cohen, play-by-play broadcaster for your Chicago Cubs on the Marquee Sports Network. He joins me, Rami Makhlouf, coming up next right here on the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're going into this with a couple plans. We're going to let everybody throw today, and then make a decision after that. But we definitely got, you know, what we'd prefer to do. So we'll just see kind of where everybody's at today. I think is important. There's obviously some. We asked some guys to do a lot, so we'll check on everybody, and that'll kind of instruct us on what we're going to do.
We're back. Live with more Rami Metcalf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That was Craig Council talking at their workout today at American Family Field about how they'll handle the pitching staff headed into this divisional series with the Brewers. I am Rami Metcalf. It's the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, coming up about 7:45. Got good numbers and bad numbers in this matchup between the Brewers and the Cubs. And at 8 o'clock, we'll get the view from Milwaukee's side of things with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of Wisconsin Sports Daily on our sister station, The Fan, up there in Milwaukee. He'll join me at the top of the hour. But joining me now on the Circus Sports Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Play-by-play broadcaster for your Cubs on the Marquee Sports Network. Always a pleasure to talk some baseball with Mr. Alex Cohen. Alex, how are you this evening, my man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Did you have the privilege of being in the building at Wrigley Field last night for that game three?
I did, yeah. I was able to go to all three games. So I went to game one, obviously an electric atmosphere. I got to take a 1-0 lead against the Padres. Great atmosphere in game two until Manny Machado hit the home run and the Padres won. And yesterday, and all things considered, like I wasn't at any of the games in 2016, so I don't have that much context. But the atmosphere for game three at Wrigley Field was among the best I've seen at any sport live in my lifetime. So credit to the Cubs fans.
Yeah, J-Mo talked after the game about he knew after two pitches when he had Tatis down 0-2 and everybody in that place stood up and started getting loud that this was something different than he ever experienced in his time pitching in the major leagues. And he's been around for a long time, Alex.
Yeah, and there were multiple situations where it was deafening. It was the Pete RBI single. It was the Dansby walk. It was the Nico leaping catch, the Michael Bush home run. I mean, it was shaking at Wrigley Field. So really the entire game was really impressive. But those moments specifically were really impressive.
Talking with Alex Cohen of the Marquee Sports Network here on the Score Evening Show. We heard Craig there talking about his handling of the bullpen in that wild card series and how it's going to affect his handling of the bullpen in the division series. Were you surprised he leaned on the bullpen as heavy as he did in those three games, asking them to get 15 innings worth of outs?
No, I wasn't. Just knowing, you know, what Craig has done, you know, with the Brewers early on in his managerial career, and seeing what they did in game one, I was not shocked at all to see the way that game three transpired. I think he handled the bullpen much better than the Padres did and Mike Schilt did, and keeping guys fresh and putting them in situations. I think the only thing that I was a little bit surprised with was Daniel Pulenzi, with the amount of pitches that he threw, you know, game one and game three, what, getting five outs and four outs, you know, coming off of a shoulder injury. He was a guy who started the year in AAA, obviously doesn't have a playoff pedigree, but he got some enormous outs in game one and game three. So a guy that young with, you know, an up and down season health wise, and even starting off the season at a lower level, seeing him get the amount of outs that he did when he did, I thought that was the only thing that was a little surprising to me.
Do you think that puts the Cubs at any disadvantage headed into this divisional series with the Brewers? They're obviously well rested, and Craig Counsell is going to have to, at least until you get the day off Sunday in between games one and two, it's a bit of a puzzle that he's putting together in terms of how to get 27 outs tomorrow night should they have a lead and come out with the win.
Yeah, I mean, I think having the off day today really helps. When you have an off day today, then you have one game to plan for, then an off day on Sunday going into Monday. I think it's all hands on deck. So I think the guys are relatively available. The only one that I would say would have some possible limitations would be Andrew Kittredge, just because he threw not one, not two, but all three games. Yeah. But everybody else, I would expect to be at full strength and full use for game one, then the off day, then game two of Milwaukee.
What's your thinking about how that first round bye affects a team versus a team that comes through that wild card series? There are some people, obviously, who think the rest does a team good getting that first round bye, but then there are others who would say, you know, the Cubs, they got some momentum. They got the ball rolling now, and the Brewers, they got to start all over in terms of pushing that rock up the mountain.
Well, I'll think about this from the Brewers. It's not like they were playing great baseball going into the end of the regular season. I would say if they were playing great and then they stopped for 5 days, that hurts the momentum. But they were playing, what, 500 baseball for the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks. They're able to start fresh. The bye didn't help them all that much. I don't think they're getting Brandon Woodruff back. So, yeah, they got some guys at the bullpen. I think Trevor Megill gets activated. He's obviously a power arm of the bullpen. But yeah, it's not like their, you know, possible game two starter was able to come back because of the rest that came from not playing in the wild card round. You know, they're still going Freddie Peralta, then probably Quinn Priester. So I don't think it helped or hurt the Brewers. Yeah, I think for the Cubs, you heard Matt Shaw say, like, momentum's a real thing. They have it, and that's something that if the whole team, you know, agrees and they feel that, it can only work to a benefit for them.
Any idea or even just a guess as to which way Craig Counsell is leaning for his game two starter Monday night at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, the best thing about Counts is he keeps that close to the vest, and the fact that we're still talking about it and we're, you know, less than 24 hours out, I mean, it just shows that, you know, he really puts the pieces of the puzzle together. He's able to stay you know, pretty secretive about that, and, you know, that's why he gets paid the big bucks. So I think he's leaving the Brewers guessing. I wouldn't be shocked if it's, you know, a possible Colin Ray sighting. Also wouldn't be shocked if they throw Matthew Boyd. So I think it could be a multitude of different things.
Do you think it could be Javier Assad? That's a name that somebody threw out in the first hour of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's possible. But also remember, he was left off the DS roster, to be the wild card roster. He threw what on Sunday, so what, he would have 5 days rest, five full days rest. Yeah, that's about normal rest. There wouldn't be that much rust. So I think that's a possibility.
On the other side of the ball, and when we talk about this Cubs offense. Maybe the most promising thing for me headed into this series, Alex, is the fact that it seems like, and it's small sample size, but it seems like Kyle Tucker and PCA might have found their stroke there in that Padres series. I said in the first hour of the show, if that's the case, that might be the difference in this series. If you can get those two guys going in the middle of that lineup and you have a hot Suzuki, you have a hot Michael Busch, all of a sudden this looks like that lineup that was unstoppable to start the season all the way up until the All-Star break.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we were talking about this on the Cubs Daily Podcast on Marquee Sports Network, that you need one of Pete Crow Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, and Ian Happ to go off and to take control of a game or a series offensively. And the fact that in the deciding game against high velo, you get three hits from PCA, you get two hits from Kyle Tucker, and he had a sequence for Kyle Tucker that he had, you know, hits in three consecutive at-bats, and then the Ian Happ double. I mean, that's such a good sign. Just the adjustments that Pete was able to make from game two to game three, where he saw a little shift in the batting stance. He was a little bit more wide, able to track pitches. His at-bats were so much better. And just get one of those guys to give you one swing to take over a game. I mean, it's a big deal for the Cubs. So I think that game three result, the way that the Cubs went about it, the way that Kyle Tucker swung the bat, the way that PCA swung the bat, to combine that with Michael Busch being, you know, one of the most consistent hitters in baseball over the course of the season, Seiya Suzuki getting National League Player of the Week, the hitting a home run in game one and the double in game three, Nico Horner almost winning the batting title, Dansby Swanson, couple big hits, and obviously being the best defensive player in the series. They're playing well-rounded baseball, and that showcase was it was very clear in the wild card series.
Another phase of the game that shined in that wild card series, and Dansby Swanson probably the best example of it, but we saw Nico make that great play in the ninth inning of that game yesterday. We saw Pete Crow Armstrong make a couple sliding or diving catches and get back on some balls that made it to the wall. This Cubs defense has been good all year, and that might have been the difference in that Padres series, and it would be real nice if it showed up again for this Brewers series, another team that really plays great defense.
Yeah, you have two of the top three defensive teams in baseball metrics-wise. And up the middle, I can't imagine there's a better team in baseball than Dansby Swanson at short, Nico Horner at second, Pete Crow Armstrong in center. So just to have that at your disposal and have a Gold Glover in left field, Seiya Suzuki's actually played really well in right field this year. Yeah. Matt Shaw, one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball in the second half. Michael Busch gradually improving at first base from year one to year two. And Carson Kelly, from a metrics perspective, one of the best defensive catchers in the National League. So we just talked about every defensive position. The Cubs are at a plus at right now. And having that plus defense in right field with Seiya there, that's huge for a guy who you thought was a struggle last year and you needed Kyle Tucker to come in and play right field, Gold Glove caliber right fielder. Well, Seiya's been just as good or better than Kyle this year, so that's a big help.
Yeah, and like I said, that Brewers team also plays great defense, and they send some pretty good guys out there to the bump. Do you think runs are going to be at a premium in this series?
I do. I mean, I think it's going to feel tight, you know, kind of just like the wild card. And if you look at all the series across the wild card, with the exception of the Dodgers, the majority of the teams were led by their pitching and their defense and not their hitting. And I think that will only continue in the DS.
Both of these managers, obviously very familiar with each other. Craig Counsell coming from Milwaukee, his bench coach and mentor and college baseball coach at Notre Dame. Pat Murphy, he moves up the bench and takes the managerial spot there. Do you think either of these guys has a leg up or an advantage on the other one in knowing how they manage, knowing each other's roster, knowing what they do? Or do you think it's kind of a draw in terms of any advantage you might get from knowing the opposing manager?
I mean, I think they're both great, but I think Craig showed his chops in the wild card series. He outmanaged Schilt. I mean, it was very clear through those three games. And, you know, Craig's been there before. He's the highest paid manager in baseball. There's 40 million reasons why, you know, he's with the Chicago Cubs. He's making those decisions and why I think that he has the advantage over the manager for the Brewers.
That's Alex Cohen, play-by-play broadcaster for the Cubs on the Marquee Sports Network. My guest for the last few minutes here on the Score Evening Show on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com is how you can find them. Alex, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. And you might be the good luck charm. Get on out there to some of these divisional games, dude.
From your mouth to God's ears. I appreciate it. Thanks.
There's Alex Cohen. And like I said, he joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You want to go to some of these games? You want to be able to go and rock Wrigley Field the way that we saw last night? You want to win a pair of tickets to the Cubs and Brewers at the in the NLDS game at Wrigley Field on Wednesday? I got a place for you to go. You stop by Dad's Place. Not my dad's place. You stop by Dad's Place, 3369 North Clark Street in Chicago from 5 to 6:30 and meet Mark Grody for your chance to win. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. pregame with Grody and Budweiser and register for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to our friends over at Budweiser. I got some numbers on this series. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. You'll hear all of them right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're back, live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
This was just three games. You know, we got to win 13 to get through it. We've won two. So we got 11 more to win. So there's, you know, and when you lose one of them, it feels like the world's going to end. That's just the nature of this. And then you have to kind of like know that and ride with it, that it feels like that after a loss. But it's just so much fun, and to be able to experience it is so much fun, and to be able to experience it here was a magical night for sure.
There's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. This is the Score Evening Show with me, Rami Makhlouf, Tyler Buterbaugh on the other side of the glass and on the ones and twos this evening. Coming up 8 o'clock, I'll talk with my buddy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer for the Milwaukee View on this series from the Fan up in Milwaukee. But right now, I got some numbers for you. Oh, and by the way, we had a couple of pieces of breaking news earlier this hour as it pertains to this series. Matthew Boyd, in case you haven't heard, is your Game 1 starter. And we know that the roof will be open for Game 1 of this series. So that's the latest on Cubs and Brewers. But I got some numbers for you. I went digging deep for some numbers that sort of tell the story of this series and just how it might play out. Some of them are bad. Some of them don't fare well for the Chicago Cubs. However, and I didn't do this on purpose to make myself or anyone else feel better, I found more good. As I dug into this series and was looking at some of the numbers and some of the trends of these two baseball teams, I found a lot more good than I did bad. Take that for whatever it's worth. But I'll start with the bad, and then I'll cheer everybody up with all the good numbers and good news that might bode well for the Chicago Cubs. But here, let's start with the bad. First of all, Milwaukee, they rank among the top few teams in batting average, on-base percentage, opposite field hitting percentage. They are far and away the winner in most base running categories. They also lead the majors in bunt hits, have registered more infield hits this season than any club since the 2015 Boston Red Sox, more than the 2013 Milwaukee Brewers, and more than the 2011 Texas Rangers. So they got that going for them up there in Milwaukee. They also force opponents to make errors. They led the sport in value generated on the bases per Fangraphs. They also led all of baseball in base running runs above average, according to Fangraphs, and they ranked second in the majors in stolen bases, and they just don't beat themselves. The Brewers, as good as anybody, including the Cubs, when it comes to run prevention, both in the form of their pitching and in the form of their defense. We saw how big a difference great defense can make in that Cubs-Padres series. The Brewers bring it as well. So those are the bad numbers. Those are the numbers that maybe make you a little bit scared headed into this series if you're a Cubs fan. Time for the good. And like I said, this list, longer than the list I just gave you. And again, I did not do that on purpose to make myself or you, the Score listener and Cub fan, feel any better. You heard Craig there talking about the fact that they need to win 13. And they got 11 more to win if they're going to bring that trophy back to Chicago that we all loved watching back in 2016. And he said it feels like the world is going to end when you lose a game. Don't. And here's why. Cubs were 46-24 this season after a loss. If you include yesterday and the playoffs, they're now 47-24 after a loss. And that was honestly, even when the Cubs were going through the hardest time of this season, one of the things that stood out to me and made me feel pretty good about an eventual playoff run is their resiliency. They tend to bounce back well from losses, and they tend to not let them pile up. They did get swept in a series later in the year, but it took about five and a half months for this team to get swept in a season and to lose three games in a row. I think that bodes very well for a playoff series. The fact that you don't let losses stack up and you're 46 or 47-24 after a loss, that makes me feel really good about the Cubs over the course of a seven-game series. They're also first or flirting with first in a handful of pitching categories, including walk rate, fastball usage, batting average on balls in play, fewest pitches thrown per inning, but the biggest one probably is whip, walks and hits per innings pitch. The Cubs are 1 point back of the league-leading Texas Rangers in full-season whip, with Cubs starters ranking second, 1.15 base runners per inning, and their relievers were fifth in the league among those units at 1.23. But since the All-Star break, it's been the Cubs. They're 4 points clear of the next team in the Cleveland Guardians in terms of whip, walks and hits per innings pitch. So that makes it tough for a team to get a rally going, and the Brewers need to get rallies going to score runs because they don't hit home runs at a high clip. Christian Yelich almost got to 30. Jackson Churio cleared 20. Bryce Terang cleared 20. William Contreras was close behind them, but the Brewers were 22nd in the major leagues in home runs this season. And this, for me, no Saris, teams that hit home runs win. More than 80% of the time, the team with more home runs in a game has won a postseason game over the last 5 years. Let me say that again. Going back 5 years, the team that hits more home runs more than 80% of the time wins that game.
Yeah, baby!
And the Cubs, especially if PCA and Tucker can get it going, should be able to hit more home runs than the Brewers in this series. Again, the Brewers rely heavily on rallies, on getting guys on moving guys along, on hitting to the opposite field to move a guy from first to second or from second to third. And the Cubs do not let rallies really stand because of their whip, and they hit more home runs. That bodes well for the Cubs, and more than 40% of the runs that have been scored on the long ball recently, and the Cubs, as I said, have more power than the Milwaukee Brewers. So more power, good pitching, high whip, they're good after losses. All this bodes well for the Chicago Cubs in this series with the Milwaukee Brewers in the divisional round that gets going tomorrow at American Family Field. I feel pretty good about that. Those digging into those numbers made me feel pretty good about this series coming up with the Milwaukee Brewers. It's going to be a fun one. I think it's going to be a very closely played one. I think runs are going to be at a premium given these two teams' pitching staffs and these two teams' defense. The Cubs got to win it with the long ball. I think that's the road to victory is hitting some home runs at AmFam Field, and that's a little bit easier when the roof is closed, but you can still do it when the roof is open. It's a fairly hitter friendly ballpark, and if the wind is blowing out at Wrigley Field, we know what that can do, and we saw it on that Michael Busch home run yesterday that kind of sealed the victory and the wild card round for the Chicago Cubs. But it's on to the Brewers. It's on to the divisional round. We'll get the view from the other side of this thing. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer of Wisconsin Sports Daily on our sister station up in Milwaukee, The Fan. He'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, right after this. It's the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.